if they reach the standards that we are asking for, Grand County is going to have a project to be very, very proud of.
Councilmember Mary McGann, new hotels, motels, and campgrounds in the county must produce most of their energy needs on site, install transportation infrastructure, reuse rainwater for landscaping, and limit impacts to Moab's Red Rock Viewshed. Elected officials first took a hard look at overnight accommodations with a six-month moratorium early last year. At that time, citizens described feeling overwhelmed by rapid growth in the hotel sector at the expense of other commercial needs.
The citizens were the drivers in many, many ways. It was the citizens' outcry and concern.
Elected officials say these new standards are about balance in Grand County's economy. Their new process asks hotel developers to weigh their project against issues like economic diversification, job creation, and housing demand. Councilmember Jalen Hawks.
Very excited that we have finally gotten to this point where we can approve something that I think it will give us a good product. It's the single issue in my 5 years on the council that I have viewed as so nonpartisan. It's basically got support across the community.
Moab City is currently working through their own separate but similar process of creating development standards for new overnight accommodations. With KZMU News for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.